Isaiah 30, verse 15, it speaks, the word speaks about, in repentance and rest you shall be saved, in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength, but you would have none of it.
Hi, I'm Laura Locke, editor of Colby Times. It was such a treat to chat recently with Graham Kerr, television star of The Galloping Gourmet, who's also a very prolific author, as well as a teacher and missionary, not to mention many of the other hats he's worn throughout his adventurous life. Here are just a few excerpts from our wide-ranging conversation, with our thanks to Kai Engel for his lovely music.
No, we will ride off on swift horses. Therefore, those that follow you will have swift horses. So, in other words, it's saying to the nation of Israel at that time, look, just repent for what you've done. Be restful about this. In other words, wait upon me and just have confidence in me. And I have never been able to do that. I have always been off on swift horses. The Galloping Gourmet thing, eventually everything I worked for, I gave away. Everything.
Right.
So, and I gave it away, I think, in a way that honors God, because what do they want? They want money. What do you want? I want to know you better, or we would want to know you better. Therefore, give them the money and follow me. That was an opportunity, and we took it. If you want to teach people anything, we must first of all entertain them. And entertainment and information must be combined in a television thing. So because of that, I really did set out to be entertaining. And and I think I did that. And the fact that people have such warm memories of the program, I find now to be really delightful, and I'm grateful for that. I don't ever want to go back and trash what I did. It's because I live now in the company of many doorkeepers, those people who are very close to putting their hand on the door and moving into eternity, which, by the way, I do not see the word exit anywhere. I see the word entry. So we are all waiting to enter, not waiting to exit. And because of that, I just want so much to embrace life whilst it is here, but also to imagine eternity and to use the gift of imagination, which is a God gift.